Hello and welcome to League of Casters, where we go over all things nerdy for your convenience and entertainment.
Well, hey guys. Oh man, I can't believe we're back after so long. This is just going to be a bit of a rambling episode today, specifically about Elder Scrolls Legends. Now, I know none of you follow me on Twitter, because I only have 3 followers, since I literally pretty much just made it a month ago. But I was accepted into the Elder Scrolls Legends beta. And now that the non-disclosure agreement is up, I can officially talk about the game. So yeah, this is literally just going to be me rambling about first impressions and that sort of thing, so let's just hop right into it. First, the game is genuinely fun. It really is. Pretty intuitive, there's a bit of a learning curve to it, but I mean, you get there simply enough. It does a very good job of catching up onto it. Now, if you've played Hearthstone before, and if you're any good at Hearthstone, you already have an edge at Elder Scrolls Legends, because very similar concepts. It almost copy-pasted, quite simply. And I know I am a loyal Bethesda fan, but, you know, I call out stuff when I see it, and I'm seeing it right now with this. There's very similar things, you know, about taunts are called guards in Elder Scrolls Legends. Just other things like that. Several abilities are similar. No unit is really copy-pasted, I've seen, except for maybe the Valenwood Archer, which is basically the Elven Archer from Hearthstone. But other than that, you know, it's genuinely a fun game. I've started to play it. The problem I had with Hearthstone is I never really understood it, to be honest. I mean, I understood the gameplay and how the numbers worked and everything like that. But the reason I think I'm more attached to Elder Scrolls Legends is because when you play a card and it has some obscure name or something like that, I understand that. Whereas with Hearthstone, I only played WoW a little bit. I literally just did the free trial because I felt like trying it out. I realized how addicted I would get to it, and I just went cold turkey because, yeah, it was. But anyway, Elder Scrolls Legends. Oh my goodness. Going back to Hearthstone, I want to talk about the lanes and that whole concept because it's really rather interesting. So, you know, as it's obvious if you've seen any gameplay footage or anything, there's 2 lanes, essentially. If you play Hearthstone, you know, it's essentially like you have 2 boards, almost. Different effects from, like, medics or certain types of attacks, such as, like, a bonus attack with the Elven Archer sort of unit. Those can carry over to other lanes. But for the most part, you know, they're essentially 2 separate boards. And what I found is it's a bit hard to actually keep track of it, quite simply. First of all, it does add a new element to the gameplay of trying to guess the opponent's move and think, is he going to try and rush this rather empty lane or bolster his defenses on this other one, and, you know, what is he thinking on the other side, and things like that. Another thing is the lane effects, and it's very late right now, I can't think of all of them right now, but there's different things such as shadow, where essentially once you place the unit, it cannot be attacked until the next round, so that's a bonus if you, like, want to buff something really quick, but you can't get it just yet. Other things like that, there's battle conditions for certain things in the campaign, like you start out with some units, or the enemy starts out with units,
And it really just does add a new type of strategic thinking to the game and another level of it that's not quite absent from Hearthstone, but, you know, it's interesting. It is fresh enough, I'd say. It's fresh enough. I do want to talk a little bit kind of about a strategy I've developed just for, like, working through the campaign and practice rounds and stuff, about how to balance your lanes. And I'll probably do a video demonstrating this as well at some point after I work do a bit of the campaign myself. I'll post some videos and then, you know, just general basics on how to play, those sorts of things. But for right now, let us dive into my strats. So there's three things, in my opinion, that a lane can be. A lane can be closed, it can be balanced, or it can be open. Closed is essentially when a lane has enough enemy cards in it that it could possibly overwhelm what you have in there and take out and attack your hero. Balanced is when there's enough units of both parties where it doesn't look likely where they'll be able to break through or do substantial damage to your hero. And then open is essentially the opposite of closed, where you have enough cards in one lane in order to overwhelm whatever opponent cards are there and attack the hero. My strategy is to always keep one lane open. It doesn't have to be exact, like every single second of the game you have to have one lane opened. You can have both lanes be balanced if that's simply the opportunity that it calls for, you know. If you have two lanes that are open, that's amazing, quite simply. But always focus on keeping one lane open and one lane balanced. Because if a lane ever is closed, you can potentially be overwhelmed. And as anybody knows who's played Hearthstone, or Elder Scrolls Legends, and you're listening to this, hello, you really need to focus on overwhelming your opponent, because it can be bad when you yourself are overwhelmed. So always just keep that in mind, and hopefully it shall lead you to a victorious feast in the end. Now, something else I feel I need to address is the current state of the game. Quite simply, if I had to say it in one word, I would say unstable. It's, as with all Bethesda games, and it is in beta, it's just unstable. I've had multiple issues with pulling up the Bethesda launcher, trying to access the game. It says there's something wrong. It says I'm online, though, but it just says restart from the launcher. I've done that several times. It restarted my computer. There's still issues, and then it just randomly starts working. Another thing is, you know, if I have to step away from my computer for longer than about 5-10 minutes, it says I was disconnected from the servers for some reason. Inactivity is usually what it says. Then it says, you know, would you like to re-log back in? Then it crashes the game, which is odd. Honestly, it's not that big of an issue, to be honest, except for what I mentioned earlier, with just not being able to access the game sometimes randomly, and then it just randomly starts working. It's made recording it a little bit difficult, but I am going to sit down, because it is working right now. I'm not playing it, but I have it open just in case it decides to not work next time I try to, and I'm going to sit down, record 10, maybe 20 minutes of that, cut it down, try to get that edited together within the next day or two, and then get just a basic sort of introduction to the game with gameplay and everything, like I said. I know I already touched on this earlier as to my opinion. Fresh enough. Definitely fresh enough.
you know, people are calling it a Hearthstone copy and other stuff like that, and in many ways it is. In many ways it is a direct jab at Blizzard for Hearthstone and all that stuff. But, you know, it's inventive enough that it is technically a different game. Technically. It's not like, you know, all the Candy Crush copies that are out there all over the place nowadays. But yeah, I would say I'm enjoying it. I'm interested to see what they'll do later with DLCs, which they'll obviously do. Packs, you know, buying packs and everything like that, and see how much money I waste on that. So yeah. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening. I know it's been a while, but now that I have a game that's new and I'm really am enjoying playing, I'll start uploading stuff of that, and I'll do podcasts, you know, as things come out, or just when I feel like, probably more rambling things like this when I get new games and things like that. My email is leagueoftheslayer@gmail.com, should you like to email into the show. I can always read those out in a podcast, and, you know, it's nice to hear back from you guys. All right, see y'all next time. Bye.